This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About. You gotta put it in
From Korea, Chicago, London, and Keokuk. The latest news from all parts of the world with complete reports on the top developments of the day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Let me ask you this question. How in God's name did you get this job?
I am great at dealing with these disturbances.
Yes, really? I'm asking that because you come off as quite a goofball.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's not. Is there any question that you will answer? Because you haven't answered one question yet. For example, what color is your tie?
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
I am wearing a tie.
Yes, you are. What color is it?
I believe the tie is self-evident, so the color is there.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
And now.
Well, I, for one, think you're perfect for each other.
I feel like there's going to be more.
Because you're both losers.
There it is.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 22nd of October. What's happening?
Dodgers. World Series, Kevin.
How about that?
Are you going to... Don't. You're not going to start watching.
No, I mean, okay. I know my role.
Okay, good.
My role is to not watch, even though I'm dying to see it.
I know you are, yeah.
My role is to stay away from it because I've learned that works best.
How happy are you?
It's become a superstition to not watch it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And stay away from the wins that have happened.
Right.
Whatever that they're doing, what I'm doing when they win, then I need to keep doing that.
Yes. Okay. So, that's important.
Right. Yeah, it is important. Yeah, everybody has to do their part.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my part.
Well, I appreciate that,
Kevin. Sure.
And I know it hurts you.
It really does.
To not be able to watch the Dodgers. It
drives me crazy.
Yeah, you love baseball.
And even though you won the lotto, you're here.
You don't know what won the lotto.
Yeah.
Did you really buy tickets, Jensen?
I did, yeah.
Did you, Allie?
I did.
How much time did you spend thinking, what if? Probably not much.
No. 8 seconds.
Oh,
that's it?
Yeah.
I definitely committed an hour to thinking about it. Yeah, over the week at least.
Deep meditation.
Yeah, just things I would probably buy.
Yeah.
I thought of a whole pinball arcade.
Whole
arcade I could own on my own.
But here's the thing about that. If you win that kind of money, you could buy every arcade game in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a ridiculous amount of money.
You wouldn't, even the payout of $590 or whatever it was, or $7-something, it's like, I can't even understand how much that would be.
Right, exactly. Can't get your head around that much money.
No.
Would you buy a warehouse for all of your games?
Yes.
Like a huge one?
Oh, I'd have a full arcade with the weird arcade carpeting.
Would you let people in, or is it just for you and your friends?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, right.
It's a great question.
But you don't need the money, so you don't have to charge.
Oh, no, it's free.
Yeah.
Right. You can maybe have, like, schools and stuff come through.
Oh, you're trying to be charitable.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't thought about being charitable.
Well, we're thinking with $1.5 billion, you could be charitable.
I have new carpet.
To be honest, that is a new thought process.
Okay.
I didn't think about being charitable yet. I'll grasp that maybe for next week's jackpot.
What a dick.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when's the next one? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. The numbers are, it's unfathomable.
It is so stupid.
Fathomable.
We've never made Lotto winners celebrities.
No.
We should.
No, they have a hard enough go at it.
Yeah, but we should watch it is what I mean. Like, why don't we should be more, I mean, we turn celebrities into psychopaths. Mm-hmm. Why can't we turn, they're already going to be psychopaths. Let's just watch the ride.
So we need more psychopaths? Well, that's your takeaway?
Yeah, I'm still not being charitable.
What's happening on Monday, Jensen? Monday, Jensen's a little,
right?
Still on a juice cleanse.
Oh.
Yeah. That might be why.
That's probably it.
Day 7 of a juice cleanse.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, no, I might be the psychopath.
It might be.
Yeah. I'm trying to drop some LBs.
Sure.
My wedding is coming up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure I look good. And I don't look back at the photos and say, I got a weird chin.
You're going to cut this off well before the wedding.
Oh, yes, yes. We have a long time until the wedding. But I do sort of do it in spurts.
Right.
And I'm down. I'm down. Mm-hmm. I'm down weight.
I don't like the word spurts, just for the record.
Speaking of spurts, how's the poops?
Oh, I'm not pooping.
At all.
The last 2 days, I'm on day 3 of no poops.
I don't think that's good.
Oh, I don't think it's good either.
No.
But so I'm losing LBs. Did you hear that part?
All you do, you could lose more if you would just go.
That's what I'm saying.
So all you do is drink juice.
Yeah.
That's it.
And water.
Oh.
That's it?
That's it.
Awful.
That's it. Yesterday I passed some hot dogs in a platter. So it's fine. Don't need it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What, did I pass hot dogs?
On a platter. Like, you should have passed them somewhere else. It's gross.
But I was happy with my strength and my willpower to stay on the juices.
It's because you were too weak to reach for the hot dogs on the platter.
I was flailing. I was, like, actually shivering past the hot dogs.
But if you won the lottery now.
All the juices.
To tie these in, you could go back and finish that juice cleanse and just get some kind of surgery to drop some pounds.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every couple days, get another band.
Exactly.
Kevin, does it bother you that he's doing the exact opposite of what you say people should do before a wedding?
Here's the thing. Most people agree with me.
Uh-huh.
Zero people do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What is your theory?
My theory is Jensen is going to have his wedding pictures, and he's going to look the best he probably ever did. Mm-hmm. Right? That's your goal.
Sure.
And then you put the picture up, and then people come into your house, and they see the picture, and they look at you, and they go, well, he's letting himself go a bit.
He's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you just let yourself go a bit before the wedding and you took the pictures with yourself letting go, you put up the picture. It's not flattering.
No.
That's not ideal.
Right.
But everybody that walks into your house for the rest of your life goes, wow, he looks great.
Right.
Yeah,
because they look at the picture and they go, look, you've dropped some pounds.
You're right. The kids call that a glow up.
A glow up. Yeah. Every Throwback Thursday can be your wedding glow up.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. Here I was fat.
Yeah.
But every time.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, so, yes?
All right, I'll go on a hot dog cleanse.
Okay, good. That's good to hear.
Done.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
The fuck? This is worse than that crap on TV.
We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL Week 7. Your partner identifies themselves as a dog.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Great news, because it's Monday and we love that. We're going to talk some Dodgers. I have a ghost story.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. And what you did to help the Dodgers win. I said my part, not watching, because I realized that's how I can help the Dodgers the best.
Important.
I had a friend, and I'll tell the story later too, but named John, who when he's watching a baseball game, something good happens, he stays in the position he's in.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's got his chin on his fist, like, he's just standing there. He won't change until for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
I have a therapist you should see.
No kidding. That's a therapist for all of us.
Yeah, that was rough.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We will kick things off with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie is here now. What's happening?
Mega Millions, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's at a record $1.6 billion. Let me say that again.
Please.
In case you're just waking up from a very long slumber. The Mega Millions is at $1.6 billion. That's the largest jackpot prize in U.S. history. You want the cash payout?
Mm-hmm.
$905 million. Oh, my God.
That's nuts.
I don't know. I can't get my head around, like, if I had that money right now, how much would it be? How much could I buy? Like, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, it's an insane amount of money.
That big.
First thing, guys, first thing.
Yeah.
First thing you buy. Go. Quick.
A house.
Okay, go.
Mom's house.
Oh, that's way car? Nice. That's very nice. I think, yeah, I would do some remodel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, beyond, above and beyond. Like, whoa, you did some crazy stuff.
Right.
Like, you have a full, like an indoor and an outdoor. Yeah. Indoor, outdoor pool. Both.
Sure.
So your answer is remodeling.
Well,
it's less sexy.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, lot of cool stuff to the house. Yeah.
Right. Like bowling alley.
Yes, and like solar paneling.
Not sexy.
That is exciting.
Also, like, we need a couple windows fixed.
Okay.
Again, that's Jensen, not quite understanding.
Yeah, no, and then I need
to rework your dreams.
I want to get another pool guy. Two pool guys.
Oh.
So it's because it seems like a big job. So two.
And make them come at the same time and battle it out?
No. Okay. Just
bum fights?
Practical.
No.
All just right. Practical okay. too. Yeah.
All right.
What about you, though, Kevin? You said you gave it some serious thought.
Yes.
Okay.
My mom's house.
Well, yeah.
A car.
Okay. What car?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's hard to figure out.
It really is, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. You could get anything, and money's no problem. Yeah. So I don't know.
But wouldn't
it be nice to walk into a dealer and go, how much is it? Oh, $68,000. That's funny. Here's a check.
Yes. Why a check?
I don't know.
Oh, his story was from 1993.
Right?
My dad sold cars for a long time, mm-hmm. and he used to tell a story that he sold a car to Shaquille O'Neal, a truck, and it was nothing. It was like an F-150 to Shaquille O'Neal. It's like not, you know, zero. And my dad went in and was like, so here's the deal. Here's what you're getting. And Shaq just put both fingers in his ears and just went, la, 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 la. Didn't even give a crap about what the cost was. And I was like, that's a dream.
That's what I want right there.
Just close it up.
Yeah. I think I'd get a 57 Chevy.
Okay.
And a classic Karma Ghia. Oh, I have the cutest cars.
You would have the best. I mean, but you could go to a museum and buy the, you know, like buy the top 57 Chevy.
I'd probably go to like a Mecum auction and like totally do it up. And like look over at some guy that thinks he's got it, then just like, whoop.
Just hold your stay sign up, but don't ever put it down.
Don't put it down,
never.
Yeah.
Just have all the cars.
Everyone in the room hating you.
Oh.
And by the way, the stuff that we all just mentioned is not even the tiniest dent in that amount of money.
It's true.
Except my two pool guys. It's
right.
They're pretty expensive.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Also, you guys, Powerball. That's Wednesday's drawing. It's up to $620
million.
Nah. Normally, we'd be like, oh my God, this is insane. Now we're like, oh, that other one. How sad. Cash payout for that's only $354
million. Yeah.
Wah, wah. Pores. It's crazy. It is insane, the money we are talking today. Just nuts.
It's insane that we don't have it and we're figuring out what we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's good. By the way, a lot of people went to see Halloween this weekend. Were you one of them?
I was not one of them. How about that? I wanted to.
That's rare, yeah. Usually see it the first weekend. Halloween raked in $78 million. That's
huge.
A record opening for a movie in the Halloween franchise. Worldwide, snagged about $92 million.
All right.
So not bad at all. Coming in at number two, A Star is Born. They held on to second place, and they broke the $200 million mark worldwide. Jensen, have you seen that?
Star is Born is so good. It's got Lady Gaga
and Bradley
Cooper.
Okay. Oh, we're losing
your mic. Sorry, I don't know what's happening.
Coming in at number three, Venom with $18.1 million. And Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween in at four. And rounding out the top five, another $8.6 million for First Man. Oof.
Which, by the way, I want to say again, is great.
I'm sure
it's really an unbelievable story.
Yes.
No, no songs, though.
Yeah, they should have had songs. Did the one, what came in at number two? What movie?
Oh, it's a movie with Lady Gaga. She plays singer.
Oh, see?
I don't know what's happening.
I have to stop asking about it because whenever he brings that up, it's very, very strange. You guys, Pete Davidson was on stage on Saturday. He made one of his first appearances on stage since their split, and he made some jokes.
All right.
He said, well, as you can tell, I don't want to be here. There's a lot going on. He then asked the audience, anybody have any open rooms? You want a roommate? Which is funny and sad. He then addressed his Ariana Grande-inspired tattoos, and he said, quote, I'm effing 0-2 in the tattoo department. Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me. That's how bad it is. Because she might leave him.
Yeah.
His own mother.
Mm-hmm.
See, because
we get it.
When he seemed permanent and then didn't work out as much. So that's real sad. Real sad, you guys. Hey, Amy Schumer has said stated that she won't do any Super Bowl ads to support Colin Kaepernick. She said, I think it would be cool if Maroon 5 backed out a Super Bowl like Rihanna did. I personally told my reps I wouldn't do a Super Bowl commercial this year. I know it must sound like a privilege-ass sacrifice, but it's all I got. Hitting the NFL with the advertisers is the only way to really hurt them. That's great. Who's asking Amy Schumer to be on Super Bowl ads?
She did have one.
2016.
Yeah, she did have one. I don't know. I'm just sort of like, also like asking Maroon 5 to leave the Super Bowl. I mean, they're like vanilla pudding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like true. They're not going to get out. That's not really their alley.
Maybe she was responding to rumors that they were going to ask her to do a commercial.
Also, then I want to go on record. I also will not do a Super Bowl commercial.
I'd like to just say I will.
Oh, you are.
Okay, Kevin is in.
I'm in.
You are out. Sure. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, hey, look what we just did.
Right.
We just opened it up for the two, for Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin could take the Schumer space.
Unless lottery, and then I'm out.
Oh, then you're out.
Okay.
Because I don't need, who needs
then it? You could buy Doritos, right? Yeah. Could you buy Doritos for $900 million?
I think so.
It's possible.
Yeah. Doritos, but not the company, like the...
Yeah, I just meant a bunch of chips. Could you just buy, like, Cool Ranch?
I mean, you can buy boxes of chips.
I think you can buy the specific Dorito chip company, but not, like, the overall, like, Frito-Lay business.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's probably multi-billions.
Good Jensen, just going deep in chips.
I'm just letting you know, I love Lay's.
What?
Well, that's true. I'll take that back.
Awkward. Some birthdays for you. Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, Spike Jonze, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and, I mean, one of the greatest rapper reggae singers of our time, Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I mean, listen to... Oh, I'm being told that was Beer Mug.
That's Beer Mug, yeah.
Whoa, I mean, it was like the hearing Shaggy, though, right? So similar. That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
I had something happen to me that was very bizarre. You know, we've been talking about this, The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. And Thursday I went home because we were talking about that. And it was noon. And I was like, all right, listen, this sounds so good. I need to watch maybe 3-4 episodes. So I pulled all the blinds. I was the only one home. Sat there on the couch. Got food. I was all ready to watch because I love scary movies and TV shows. So in this particular story, there's a family that lives in this house that's been haunted all this time. And you see flashbacks of them now and then them then while they were living in the house. And there was weird stuff going on. And you can't quite, you're like, what was that? What was that? And I heard this bizarre voice. And I thought it was, you know, part of the show.
Uh-huh.
And then I paused it to get up and go get a glass of water. And the show paused. Mm-hmm. But the voice was still there.
What?
And I couldn't figure out what was being said. It sounded like mumbling.
Was it like Radion Durf? Radion Durf.
And first of all, it's a weird coincidence. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a ghost, but what are the chances something like this would happen while watching this show?
No, right? No. Hold on. A rare coincidence is when your garage door opener is shorts and opens the garage and you think it's a ghost. That's a rare, that happened because we can put that together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put together where a voice is coming from, Kevin. So that's I can't figure.
So that's not even a rare situation.
No, that's not
this is
that.
A ghost.
So then I realized, well, maybe it's coming from the bedroom. So I went to the bedroom, no one there.
And is it going this whole time? This
on and off.
Okay. Can you do an impression?
On and off. I have some sound for you in a minute.
Whoa.
Oh.
Because I was able to recreate it. However.
Okay.
How did it happen in the first place?
All right.
I don't know. Okay. So I went back out and sat down. The voices kept going. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I put it on pause and I started looking around and I realized that the voices were coming out of my phone in my front left pocket.
What?
Mm. And this is what it sounded like.
Oh!
This is coming out of my phone. And it intermittently would go again, and I would and I unlocked my phone and I looked at it, and there was no explanation as to
what
was happening or why it was happening. And so I just stood in the middle of my living room looking at my phone like I need to throw it in the pool right now because
yes,
I may die.
You should move.
You have you have 7 days left.
I have to move?
Yes.
And I only have 7 days?
Yes.
So it kept going.
MLS's job isn't to do what's good for the American player.
Okay, so then I was like, well, I wonder, like, maybe it's iTunes?
I mean,
I don't know how, but...
Something in your life has been chopped and screwed. That's what that's called. That is a terrifying tranquilizer sound.
And so I was just looking at my phone for a long time, like, this doesn't make sense to me because, A, I don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
B, I know how to use a phone relatively well. I don't know how to get things to slow down like
and
that.
And it was locked.
Yes.
No, I don't like it.
It kept happening. It kept happening.
What is happening?
Right? So then I thought, well, let me see what apps are open.
Right.
Even though it doesn't make sense that it's that voice.
Maybe my demonic voice app is open.
Right. So I looked and there were no apps open.
Oh, Kevin.
Coming out of my phone.
There is no Dana only Zool.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it says.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So then I finally thought, well, okay, even if it's a program on my phone, an app on my phone, I don't know how to slow it down like that. I had to actually export the audio, and then you put it into a different app, and you can slow it down. No idea how this was happening to my phone while it was locked.
Right.
So then I thought, well, okay, it doesn't look like any apps are open, so turn it off.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kevin.
And then turn it back on.
It's coming from inside the house.
It's coming from inside my pants. Yeah. Is where it's coming from.
All right, that took a turn.
And it was.
And it seems that MLS has decided that the American player.
And then I recognized because he said something about State of the Union, and that's a podcast that I listened to during the World Cup in June.
Oh,
by
no.
Alexi Lalas.
I recognize what
this is.
Okay.
So now he's put together where it's coming from, but why is it happening?
Right. And how in the hell is it this?
Isn't good for business.
I mean, isn't it gonna be at the exact same, wouldn't it sound normal?
Yeah.
If it's a podcast.
Yeah. You'd hope so.
So then I went to the podcast app, and sure enough, Alexi Lalas's podcast was up and running. So, now, I didn't go there. I wasn't on the podcast page. I wasn't scrolling for anything. I have no idea. Like I said, I haven't listened to it since June.
Oof.
Somehow, my balls, I don't know, started the podcast playing.
Okay.
And it was Alexi Lalas, and then it was super slow.
So you're
so
being,
you tell yeah. me what happened, because I don't know.
You're being haunted by Alexi Lalas.
Right. But why and how? Most importantly, how?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why that voice, even though it's on a podcast that I recognize, is going so slowly. I don't know how to do that
big
on purpose.
Big stretch here, guys.
Uh-huh.
Your phone, because every once in a while my phone will tap stuff on its own because I think my screen isn't great.
Okay.
Okay.
But how much can it tap?
But that, not, it can erase something. It can erase an app.
Okay.
I've had that. But that's still not as deep as going to podcasts and starting one from June. That seems and sounding like that.
Yet.
That was a very good drop.
I can see their point.
What have you, if you wanted to do that, could you? On your phone.
That's what I'm going to look at right now.
Okay.
So I can speed up a podcast easily up to two times, but by using that.
Okay. I don't even know how to do it fast.
Like that type of. When you got to college, then did you become like a top
okay?
Top?
Okay, but I cannot slow it down. So no, the answer as to how you slowed it down, I do not know that answer.
Oh. I didn't slow it down. Is the answer?
It's Alexi Lalas.
It was. Is it?
The
it
ghost him? Of Alexi Lalas?
In general, American players aren't as sexy.
So then I just thought, well, okay, I need to turn my phone off again and maybe leave it off.
Okay.
And then go back to the haunting of Hill House.
Oh,
why would you do that?
Because I love scary things.
I would watch Bambi.
Oh, my God.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
It seems like if you turn on your television, you get bad news. That's just how it works. Yeah. There's just too much bad news. So on Mondays, we'd like to bring you a feature called Great News.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. so bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
Mine comes out of San Francisco. For the last 7 weeks, a San Francisco fifth grader has embarked on a physical challenge that most adults wouldn't try. It all began when 10-year-old Niall watched a movie about a man called Iron Cowboy who competed in 50 triathlons in 50 days. Hmm. And he was inspired. His grandfather is battling lung cancer. So this kid says, you know what I want to do? He's 10. I want to run 55 Ks in 50 days and have people pledge money to help my grandpa.
Wow.
So he goes out and he literally runs 55 Ks in 50 days, which seems like it's nearly impossible. Here's the story.
That I want to do 55 Ks in 50 days.
His grandfather has been battling lung cancer, so Niall raised $4,000 in donation pledges, and 50 days ago he began his quest. He ran his first 5K near his home in Golden Gate Park, and then each day another 5K. His parents told him he could quit whenever he wanted, and frankly, they had their doubts it would continue.
No, I thought it was very unlikely.
Okay, listen.
Parents are haters.
That's his dad.
Oh.
Why is his... He already finished the 50. Why doesn't dad just go, yeah, I knew I had it in him?
No, I...
Highly doubt it.
Yeah, as a Jewish kid, I know what that feels like.
10-year-olds are fantastic, but they embark on a lot of things that they don't finish.
But he never gave up. As week after week went by, his parents were stunned by their son's commitment to his goal.
All right, you don't have to be stunned.
Yeah, he's kind of a garbage can, so I was surprised when he finished the race.
He was just ready to go every day, and I'm amazed. I'm proud to be his mom.
And that's why this morning's run was so important. Niall joined a local swim and run competition to complete his 50th and final 5K. And as he crossed the finish line, the kid who was inspired by an Iron Cowboy became an inspiration himself.
What were you thinking today as you were doing the final 5K?
I was thinking, like, I'm going to finish this and I can do it. And when I finish it, I won't have to do any more.
You can't really blame Niall for being glad it's over. This was not easy. But his dad says they got the okay from a pediatrician before it all began. And no one really thought he would stick it out to the end anyway.
All right!
What's going on?
Even the doctor thought he was a crap kid.
Stop it! Why are they keep saying that?
I gotta tell you, my son Niall is a real POS. And anytime he's even started homework, he can't figure out what 8 plus 8 is. So I'm surprised this kid even knows what 5K is.
Oh. Poor little Niall running 5Ks, and everyone in his life is like, oh, you can give up any time. We don't think you're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, the loser kid from down the street? That guy's still running?
That's my great news.
Sweet Niall.
Right?
I mean, 3 miles a day at 10 years old? That's amazing.
I doubt it. His dad, I don't think he can do
no
it.
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
Lord.
Kid doesn't even know his ABCs. One time he ran into a screen door. Oh. And I'll tell you, he closed it, then ran into the screen door.
Oh. I believe in you, Niall. All right. Mine has to do with a couple named Julie and Rich Morgan. They had been reminiscing about legendary pizza that they had when they lived in Battle Creek, Michigan, a place called Steve's Pizza. It had been 25 years since they had lived in that city, but every single time they got pizza from a place, they're like, it ain't Steve's. It was just the gold standard for pizza for this couple. So they were planning a trip to Battle Creek for her birthday, for Julie's birthday. They were going to look at the leaves, the lakeshore, but all of that was secondary to going into Steve's Pizza.
As it should be.
This couple has thought about this pizza place for 25 years. But instead, Julie said she took Rich to the ER, where he landed in ICU for 5 days.
Oh.
And they learned the news that he had a very valiant cancer battle that was coming to an end. So he is now in hospice. So that trip was not going to happen. But unbeknownst to the couple, Julie's father called Steve's Pizza in hopes of getting maybe a letter, maybe a phone call from the pizza company.
To cheer him up a
little. Like, hey, heard you guys were coming. Sad you can't make it. But as fate would have it, the restaurant's manager, 18-year-old Dalton Schaffer, was the one who answered the phone. And despite them having a clear, firm, takeout-only rule, he waved away the grandpa's protest and said, oh, no, I'm going to be delivering two pepperoni pizzas to the couple's house after he closed the store for the night. By the way, that's 225 miles away.
Wow.
So true to his word, he drove for 3.5 hours, arrived at the Morgan's house 225 miles away from Battle Creek, and Julie's dad offered to put him up in a hotel for the night. He refused immediately and left because he had to be at work in hours, you know, the next day. So this kind, kind man decides, you know what? I can do one better than a phone call. I'm going to deliver the pizza they've been thinking about for years, and basically just changed the whole outlook for them. And
when he knocked on the door, did they come to the door and go, it's cold?
Yeah, they're like, no tip for you, Dalton.
I want hot pizza.
How dare you? He didn't bring Parmesan, which they had asked for.
Yeah, he had to drive back and come back.
Yeah, he had to go back for it. You guys are awful. This lovely young man. I mean, an 18-year-old
to
know
cool.
that this is going to lift their spirits even just a little bit is such a beautiful thing. So he paid it forward, and I hope all sorts of goodness comes Dalton's way. And that's my great news.
Guys, at Auburn, New York's Cazenovia High School, one cross-country athlete stepped above and beyond the concept of sportsmanship during a recent race at the school. Sophomore Jake Tobin was competing in the Auburn Invitational when a member of the Fairport High School team passed him right before having to run up a large hill leading to the finish line. So he was like, oh, God, someone's beating me, right? That's a bad sign for a cross-country runner.
Right.
But what Jake and the rest of the Cazenovia team didn't know was that this runner, Luke Fortner, was completely visually impaired. Most of his vision, gone. But he's learned how to be a cross-country runner, which could be great news on its own.
Wow.
Except Fortner then abruptly slipped and fell, attempting to conquer the hill right in front of the person he just passed, leaving him unable to get up. And instead of passing him, knowing it allowed him to win the race, Jake Tobin stopped, picked him up, and got him back on his feet. He made sure Tobin was able to make it up the hill himself, and the race would come to a close. And guess what? The once-knocked-down Fortner ended up beating Jake by 5 seconds. But Jake could care less. Let's hear what he thinks of all the attention he's getting and being called a running hero.
I still don't understand why everyone is making such a big deal about this. I felt like it was something that should be done, and just do it.
What a cool meathead, right?
The answer is people don't do that.
Yeah, no, no one does that. No one stops and picks up someone if you're in a race. Yeah. You beat them.
Especially if he's in just past you.
Yeah.
He's in the lead.
It would be crazy. He went on to say that he didn't feel like it would be a real win if it's because someone else got hurt or fell or knocked down. It's not really a win in his book. That's just sort of a technicality, and he felt like this is obviously what you're supposed to do. And it's just another good example for me of these great millennials that are out there, because most of them have dumb tattooed faces and we think they're never going to be anything. And then you hear something about these guys, Jake Tobin and his incredible charitable move. And it was just it was awesome. And that was my great news.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
So the Dodgers are in the World Series for a second time in a row. I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Incredible.
Two balls, two strikes. The next from Kershaw. The Dodgers have won the pennant. Back to the World Series they go. A final of 5-1.
Sports fans are weird. Am I right?
Why?
Sports fans are just bizarre. All these superstitions that they have and everything else. It's just, well, the athletes do too.
Yeah.
For that matter.
Yeah.
But
rallying caps. People sometimes don't change their socks for full series.
That's the thing is like you wear the same clothes. I wore the same sweatshirt for an entire series for the Kings.
Right.
Just think. And of course, you have no effect on the game.
No. Yeah. Well.
But what if?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe not.
What if you actually did and you didn't actually put any work into it and then they lose? Then that's sort of on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do believe, I don't know, man. I do believe that we put a certain energy out and I feel that energy could be something.
We finally have a bigger weirdo than me.
I'm just saying.
But you know that it doesn't.
I do kind of know.
Okay.
But also, like, but here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you, like, I have some, like, for example, I have something I want to write in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go into it going, I know I'm not going to nail this. I'm not going to nail it.
Right.
But if I go in optimistically and say, I know I'm going to write this really well, it does help.
Right.
So, like, what I'm
so
saying
if
is,
the players have a positive attitude, that helps.
Yeah, but sometimes
you as a fan,
well, the fans we energize the players. So if we all
ask Kike.
By wearing the same socks?
Well, I'm just telling you, the energy I'm giving off by wearing those same socks is a positive influence on a player who feels his home crowd.
There are times that, first of all, I will not watch playoff games with other people. I just feel like I need to be home alone in a specific area on this one chair.
And does it have to be that chair?
It has to.
And it has to be.
And people that come over, you can't come over, and I'm not watching in a bar with you. That changes everything.
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah. It changes everything. I cannot watch a team that I love in any location but that one location.
Christine, you're a Dodger fan. Do you have any, how do you help?
You know, when you can't be there? I think the big thing that happened last time they went to the World Series.
Don't do that, whatever it is.
I know. Well, no, it worked, and then I messed up. Hat was on the front seat of my car for every game that they won during the championship series.
Okay.
And for the World Series, I wore it to game one.
Oh, no.
We won.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put the cap back on my front seat.
Oh, Christine.
I mean, trust me, about it all the time.
Well,
I think about it all the time.
Okay, but let me just say, you don't really think about it all the time.
I've thought about it a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not that, I don't know, butterfly effect? I don't know. I mean, how did the four games that they won in the series before, plus game one that I was at Dodger Stadium for game one of the World Series.
Right.
Won all those games.
Right.
Every other game during the series before that the cap was not on the seat, they lost. Mm-hmm. So do you explain that?
Nice job.
Yeah.
I told you I had a friend who has to sit in the exact same position until something bad happens. Like, if he's leaning one way, he stays there.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
It's important.
Well, I've been listening to NLCS games, as I think I told you before, on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not putting on the TV for the World Series.
Well, because of Joe Buck, yeah.
Well, that also. But also, like, I want to keep that tradition going.
Yeah.
There was a guy who joined the Zero Club on his way to Dodger Stadium for a game in the last series. So I said, look. Every game.
Yeah.
Right? So he's going to have to get partial
just
gas.
Just enough.
And then time it so that he can actually get just enough, but he has to run out of gas and still make it to Dodger Stadium every game.
But it's like the Silver Linings Playbook movie, like with Robert De Niro having to do all his things so the Eagles win. And this is a very common thing amongst diehard fans. And as someone who takes OCD medicine, I understand it.
It's an OCD thing?
Well, I would think it plays into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like if you step on a crack and you think your mother's back is actually going to break, that's the same thing as wearing a certain, you know, Dodger hat and thinking, or leaving it on a chair, weirdo. And and you think that changes it. By the way, I believe in that.
I also think it happened this weekend, by the way.
Okay.
So my friend Shannon came to game six with us at the bar. The second she walked in was when the freaking Brewers started scoring.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She the whole time was like, I think I cursed them. I think it was me. So at game seven, we were at a concert together. They had the game on backstage and we were walked in probably at about the seventh inning. And every time she said she looked at the monitor, something happened good for the Brewers. So she kept telling me, I think it's me, I think it's me. So every time she looked away from the monitor, Kenley would strike out someone, the Dodgers would get a hit. And so at the end of the day, she's like, I think it was the fact that I walked away from the monitor. That's why we won.
Does she balance, does her positive energy balance out your mistake?
No, well, my mistake was this, that was last series.
Different season.
So I didn't do anything with my hat this series on purpose.
Right. Yeah.
Just because you didn't want to keep it up?
Yeah, I'm too scared of the juju. I don't know.
And I know exactly how to fix that.
How?
No longer a friend. Just get her out of your life.
Right? Oh, very easy. Good.
She just can't watch the games, you see, so that's the answer.
All right, so how did you, the Dodger fan, help the team win? What was your thing that you have to do the same way or whatever? How did you help them? 1-800-520-1067. Yes, Allie.
Can I mention this? And I'm not sure how to replicate it, but I wound up posting Kershaw's last pitch. And then I wrote, sick as hell, but couldn't be happier. To which a man responded on Instagram and said, sorry you're sick, but now you have to stay sick through the World Series.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you understand what's at stake. And CL Clark 44, you're right.
Yeah.
I plan on having the poopies and the throw-uppies.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, thank
you.
Do
your part, Ellie.
That I will.
Doesn't sound fun.
I'm going to be so skinny.
Let's take one call. Let's make it Chris in Whittier. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
What do you do to help the Dodgers? What's your role?
Well,
I might not watch the World Series at all.
Mm. Oh. Same thing where you turned it on and the Brewers were doing something good and you realize you're bad juju?
Well, last year I worked a second job, and every game of the World Series I had to work. And then when they got to game seven, I took the day off.
You son of a bitch!
So I'm not watching it this year.
Yeah, good job.
Thank
good
God.
Job.
All right. God, Chris.
Could have had another World Series if it wasn't for Chris.
Just disconnect your cable in case you even feel the urge.
1-800-520-1067. You call now. We'll talk to you next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's take one call. Let's make it Jerry in Chino. Jerry, how do you help the Dodgers win? What's your role?
Well, what I do is I wear my boxers. I wear Dodger boxers. I wear my Dodger gear. I got a jersey I got for my birthday. I wear it all, buddy.
So it goes down to the boxers. If you don't wear the boxers, they don't win?
Hell no.
All right.
Jerry.
Sometimes I even wear them dirty.
Are you wearing pants over your boxers or just your boxers?
Oh, well, no, of course I wear my pants over my boxers.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were, like, at a bar in your boxers, and I was going to ask for the address.
Cassini, that is hammered into right, and a no-doubt home run off the bat of Bellinger to put the Dodgers on top.
Puig, your friend. Oh, I love him so much, you guys.
We're taking calls on what's your role?
That was Bellinger's home run, though.
It was, yeah. For the Dodgers.
Just occurred to me after. I'm like, wait a minute.
We got a three
that
run,
was
yep.
Bellinger. But Puig's still your friend.
Agreed, yeah.
Big Joe Buck over here.
Did you have a text you wanted to read?
Oh, yeah. Texting? Actually, it's from the 818. It basically says that they haven't shaved since they won.
Okay.
So they're going to continue to just fully have beard, and it's a hockey beard. Isn't that what you guys
sure,
call
it? Sure, yeah, yeah. In
and
the playoffs.
So this could end up looking like, you know, not like a Rick Rubin.
But so worth
Steve,
it.
Yeah, for yeah. me.
If you help him win.
Yeah.
Andrew in Granada Hills, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How do you help the Dodgers? Good. What's your role?
So this is something I've been doing for about 4 years since the Stanley Cup game where Alex Martinez scored the goal. I was at that game. And
double overtime, fantastic.
Greatest game of my life, greatest day of my life. But I was sitting literally on the edge of my seat, inch off my seat, and my hand was in my face was in my hands. And I literally do that for every sporting event I watch, whether it's on TV or I'm at it live. Oh. I was doing it during Bellinger's home run in game seven.
When you say
that, worse, man.
When you say your face is in your hands, can you see anything like that?
Oh, it's like chin on the hands, you know, and I'm looking up,
see.
And it's just one of those stress positions, elbows on the knees, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I immediately thought when you said Alex Martinez, I thought that you did jazz hands. Because remember when he scored that, you did the jazz hands?
No, he just puts his chin in his hand.
Okay.
All right.
Different, but I respect it.
You keep doing what you're doing. Let's go to Sean in Northridge. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, party people? Long-time listener, and I've actually gone through a couple times. Anyway, I turned the game off. There was one time they kept doing bad every time I was watching. So I texted a friend and said, hey, I'm going to try something. I'm going to turn the game off. Tell me if anything good happens. And like 5 minutes later, he goes, we've got two guys on. We just scored one. Turn the game back on.
So now your role throughout the World Series is to not watch.
I record the games.
Well, okay. I mean,
was that cheating?
Well, I hate to be technical here. But Sean, it's not that it's not that you can't watch the games.
Yeah,
you have to watch the game, and then you have to turn it off.
Good point.
You're actually right. I did watch the last game, and they didn't do anything bad, so I just kept watching.
Mm. Okay, so Sean, why don't you watch? And if the Red Sox go up, turn it off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You keep doing what you're doing. If everybody does the right thing,
we're going to win.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Richard in Inglewood. Good morning, Richard.
Oh, hello.
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 I'm sorry. Yeah, this is my first time. I'm kind of... All right. So basically, my curse is... Because I'm not a Dodger fan or anything, but my mom is, so I do it for her. So basically, I just don't watch the game. No.
Wait, hold on. So you're a baseball fan. You're not a baseball fan.
No, mom is.
Mom's
a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, go straight to hell. I'm hanging up on you.
Oh, God.
Sorry,
Richard.
Had to hang up.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Ugh.
Woo! What are we doing?
That's our new thing, is to hang up on Yankee fans.
Caitlin in Redondo Beach, hi.
Hi, guys. So the way I'm helping the Dodgers is the last year, or the last time the Dodgers won the World Series was the year I was born, and now I am pregnant with my first kid.
Oh.
So it is me and this unborn child that are the sole reason the Dodgers are going to win.
I don't know that it's the sole reason.
I feel like it is.
Everybody has to do their part.
No, okay.
Yeah, Caitlin's right.
But then, Caitlin. But then if they lose, it's just crazy pregnancy hormones.
Caitlin, when is little Yasael due?
He's due in 2 weeks.
Oh, hold perfect. That baby in, 2 weeks. Caitlin. You hold that baby
Do
in.
Do not have a preemie at all.
Right? You're in charge now. You really have to pay attention to this. All right.
Yep. Yep.
Caitlin, okay. can you push it back in?
I don't think.
I haven't gotten to that point yet. Okay.
But you would if you had to.
There, yeah. I would cross my legs.
All right. So. Excellent.
Thank you.
You're doing your part. Thank you. Let's go to Jennifer, who's bringing pets into the thing. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I have this adorable little dog. His name is Rudy. And I think we figured this out in, like, game two. The Dodgers are losing. Rudy's not wearing his jersey. So I run out. I get his jersey. I put it on him, and the Dodgers win. So then the next game they lose. The next game I put the jersey on, they're winning.
Now, why are you putting the jersey on every game then, Jennifer?
I know. I didn't figure it out until after he started wearing the jersey. So
Rudy should be sleeping in it.
Picked up for tomorrow. He's going to wear the jersey, and they're going to win.
All right.
Thank God.
I trust Rudy.
Do you? Okay. Let's go to Franz in West Covina. Good morning, Franz.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
To help the Dodgers for the NLDS, I bet my buddy $100 that they would lose.
Oh.
And, of course, they won.
Okay.
For the NLCS, I bet a friend of mine that I work with another $100. And,
that
of course,
they, lose?
They won. That
okay.
they lose. That they lose.
Okay, I bet you're a Dodger fan, right?
I am, yes.
But your part in this World Series is betting against them every game.
Yes, I guess I'm just a bad gambler, I guess. So
have you made a bet for this series?
I have not yet. So I'm looking for a Boston fan to Dodger fan to, yeah.
I mean, how much are you willing to bet?
He's got to do 100. He's got to keep it the same.
I mean, I'll do 33. I'll do $33.33 if you guys want to split it up with me.
Do we
me.
Want to have a bet with friends?
I mean, it has to be. We have to do it.
We're going to take Franz's number. Yeah, you're betting us.
We have
for
to
sure.
do it because we now we know, and if he can't find anyone,
you're
people
totally
can blame
right.
us.
We'll split it, you
okay.
and I. Okay.
Everybody has to do their part. That's what we're saying. Okay. Don't be lazy.
All right.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Allie is here now. What's happening?
When they did the Mega Millions drawing on Friday, were you watching and looking at your ticket right then?
No. Is it
Who
on
watches?
TV?
I don't even know. That was my question because, to be honest, I didn't even look until Saturday when I Googled it to find out that no one had won.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I found out.
But here's how I do it. I assume that they always really put out there where the winning ticket was sold.
Right.
So I just wait. I don't check my ticket. And then if I hear that it's, the city I live in, then maybe, maybe I'll go check. But if it's not, then I don't.
We're all the worst.
Yeah,
None of us
care.
I was with friend of the show, Allie Siegel, that night. And we were walking. And I looked down at my phone. And I was like, the numbers are out. And she goes, they are. And I go, yeah. And I look at it. I go, I think I won. And she earnestly turns back and goes, you did? Can you imagine falling for that? I was like, I can't believe you just fell for how fast that. Like, and also, I don't even have my ticket with me.
Yeah. So sweet. How dare you?
She probably went home and told people Jensen thought he won. It was so sad.
I was like, what are you dropping? What is going on?
Well, if you're just waking up, nobody did win. And the lottery jackpot for Mega Millions, up to $1.6 billion. That's a cash payout of $905 million. Who knows what it's going to be at tonight? But yeah, big deal, you guys.
All right, now I'm prepared to say that if I win the lottery, you can all have $1 million.
Thank you.
That is really nice.
Everybody who's working today.
Can I ask guy up it?
Okay. Sure.
Everyone in this room right now gets $2 million from me.
Oh, wow.
Do Are we betting? Do I have to go higher
now?
No,
just letting you know. Okay. Just letting you know my love is maybe $1 million more. That's all.
Here
I'm
going to
go $2 million and $1.
Oh, wow. Going to Price is Right? Way.
Here's what I'm going to say. Uh-huh. Just because I think it's important that we remain charitable and really think of others. Mm-hmm. If I win, I'm going to donate $1 million to your charity. And your charity can be, like Kevin might do, his Friends and Helper charity. Yeah. Jensen, your charity could be Jensen Needs to Eat. Yeah. I don't care, yeah. As long as you're being charitable.
My charity is that I need to get 2 pool guys.
Okay.
And right. That's, I mean, you're helping them.
Yeah.
My money comes with no strings attached, so I'm just saying.
Great, thank you. Yeah, also ruin it. Like, just spend my money without any thought. Like, buy something that actually disturbs you. Like, I can't believe I just did this. And then maybe walk into, like, a homeless shelter and be like, I bought this for no reason, and then walk out.
Oh, wow. That took a real turn.
Sure I don't did. Care what you do with my money, but y'all get 2.
Wow. All right. Yikes.
That went south so fast!
So fast right there. So, are we finally at superhero fatigue? Do we think maybe there's too many superhero movies? Is that why things are getting canceled? Is that possible?
Well, I have a theory on the Netflix cancellation. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, yes. Because Netflix has canceled Luke Cage after 2 seasons. And that comes just a week off of them canceling Iron Fist, also after 2 seasons.
I got a theory.
Okay.
So Disney is ramping up their own streaming service, their own Netflix.
Okay.
Netflix doesn't want to have anything that will promote the Disney streaming.
Okay.
And having a Marvel show would be that.
Interesting. True.
Because there's going to be so much Marvel stuff on the Disney streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just cleaning house before that happened.
That makes sense.
They have one more. They have Daredevil.
They have Daredevil,
which we'll see what happens with that. But Daredevil is a little too edgy, I think, for the Disney streaming, unless they have like a tiered age thing, which they may. But I don't know. I think, again, Luke Cage should not have been canceled. I don't think people loved Iron Fist, so that wasn't that shocking.
Right.
But Luke Cage is a very popular show. Yeah, and it does, well, we think it does well, even though Netflix doesn't give out numbers. But Disney's...
But Daredevil may be the best one of those three.
Hands down is the best. Yeah, they just had their 3rd season premiere on Friday, but they also have Jessica Jones and Punisher.
Well, Punisher would be through that the DC side, right? Because they don't make Punisher movies over at Disney. Jessica Jones would probably work in that. But either way, I think this was a clean way of getting rid of 2 shows, and we'll see what they do with the others.
Conspiracy Jensen.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you touched Daredevil. You touched Daredevil. Well,
it would be cool if Disney streaming picks up Luke Cage.
It would be. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Mike Coulter. Right. Good actor.
And I feel like Jessica Jones was just renewed for a 3rd season earlier this year. So
we'll stick with that one. But either way, less and less so that you don't push people towards your 100% competition.
That's kind of
interesting.
Every now and then, Jensen. Right?
All right.
All right, you guys. Katy Perry. She was honored for her charity work this past week in Beverly Hills at a gala thrown by AMFAR. That's the organization that supports research to find a cure for HIV and AIDS. But she also helped raise thousands of dollars for the cause by offering herself up for auction.
I'm sorry?
Here's what she did. She said, I'd like to offer an experience for anyone who's really, really rich to go to Disneyland with me because it's my favorite place in the whole entire world. Do you think every man in that audience for the first part was like reaching into their pocket? Then they're
much
like,
can I
womp womp, Disneyland. So she offered 6 tickets and lunch at the very exclusive Club 33 because she's a member there. And the winning bid was $160,000. So good for Katy Perry.
Oh, hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl. Right? You go, girl.
Believe that is what the winning person said.
Do you have any follow-up on the creep ball who won?
No, there's no word on who won it.
Okay.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Was it Bean?
Don't know. We have no information on that.
We have no information, but if it was Bean, God knows he wouldn't show up, right?
True. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Jensen, do you know this story?
No.
How much did he pay for a date with Scarlett Johansson?
$7,000. Mm-hmm. And he said, and Bean's notoriously cheap, so I was very surprised by that.
Yeah.
And he said he just thought it would be fun to jack up the prices because clearly that's not going to be the winner.
Yeah.
And then he ended up winning it, and he had to pay the $7,000. And you walked the red carpet with her at something in New York City, and he just didn't.
He just didn't show up.
Off. Just wrote it off. Just like, seven grand.
Oh, well.
What was he thinking? It's crazy.
Right?
Poor Scarlett Johansson couldn't find a date for that thing.
Yeah.
She must have had it rough.
So difficult on her.
I just waited for this man, and he never showed up.
Also, if I won that, I'd be like, I don't want to go to Club 33. I want to go to that weird Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant with you.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The one you passed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Never been there before.
I've never been there either, and I hear their Monte Cristo is to die for.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to hear the bayou.
Right? And I love that it always smells a little bit like swampy chlorine.
Yeah.
I just want to be in there.
That is wonderful.
Oh. Nothing goes better with a Monte Cristo than swampy chlorine.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean so much. I always, as I'm going by there, I'm always like, look at those people. Yeah. They are living the life.
When I was 7 years old, I swear those were the richest people on earth.
Sure. I thought they had to be celebrities, right?
At the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Luck out.
Oh, luck out.
It'd be some kind of secret club for super rich people.
Oh, it's all pirates and rich pirates.
Still think that.
I think it's the richest people on earth.
For sure.
That eat at the Pirates of the Caribbean.
How lucky are they?
They must have to make reservations 5 years in advance.
At least, and know someone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But I would assume Katy Perry could do that.
I bet.
Right?
Yeah, that's worth the $106,000.
Sure.
Yeah.
It'll get you one Monte Cristo.
Not included, by the way.
Now I want to go there so bad.
Oh, I will 100% go to the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant.
Oh, man. Let's get on that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The new year.
A contest winner. Who wants to eat at the Pirates of the Caribbean restaurant with the Kevin and Bean team?
And can you get us in?
Yeah. Also, do you have reservations?
Also, we need your connections if that's cool.
We eat with you on your reservation.
Club 32. One less.
That's just sad. I love it. Some birthdays for you. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Spike Jonze, Christopher Lloyd, Jeff Goldblum, and Shaggy. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This time, every Monday, we like to check in with Andrew Siciliano, host of NFL Network's Up to the Minute and DirecTV's Red Zone. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are good.
Hey, Andrew, before we start, how's your streak going with no bathroom breaks?
Broke it yesterday.
Oh. Andrew, I'm so sorry.
No. Nobody would have known.
Oh.
I could have got. I got back in time before the next game had to be, you know, gone to English, tossed to whatever. But
sure.
I don't lie. I will not tell a lie. Some people might tell lies about these things.
Okay.
I don't think it's that important, but
well, it is important.
I will not tell a lie about it. I went during the late games. It was rewarding. I enjoyed it.
Number one or two.
I feel like we don't need this kind of info.
Just to get the full picture.
You know what? She's an analyst. Let her.
We're going to punt on that one. Okay.
Right. Oh, it was
bad. Let's talk Raiders. They were so happy to have a week off, right?
Oh, God, they were thrilled. Did you watch John Gruden's press conference last week? I'm sure he did, so I'll tell you. He pretty much was like, we ain't tanking. We're not getting here at 4 a.m. to tank. And then he just started running down the list of players that he's not mad at. But, you know, they got to do better. And then he's like, hey, America, you say I hate rookie. And then the leaks of the press that this guy's available for a trade or that guy's available for a trade. I mean, wow.
He's
total team teardown TV broadcaster edition.
He has a $10 million deal for 10 years. What are the chances that – is he the general manager as well?
Well, so he has –
what are the chances that he fires himself?
See, that's the whole thing. There is a general manager there, yet he has final say. And so what Gruden has done is drop these passive-aggressive hints for months and then aggressive by cutting the guys. But all he's doing is like saying, well, the guy that was here, the guy that is here before me, who I'm still allegedly working with every day, his guys suck. So I'm cutting them. Like, and he'll say things like, I really wanted to draft Derwin James, who's on the Chargers, or a rookie. But I couldn't draft him because we drafted the same position last year and the year before that. So not just, well, geez, it's a numbers game, but hint, hint, the guys that the other dude took suck.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's not comfortable.
It's a bad time to be a Raiders fan. You just mentioned the Chargers. They beat the Titans 20-19. The Chargers are having a sort of a quiet, great season.
They're having a quiet, very, very, very good season. They're 5-2. The only teams they lost to are the undefeated Rams and the Chiefs, who, you know, score 60 a game, who are awesome. And that's it. And they won yesterday because Mike Vrabel, the Titans coach, I don't know if you guys saw this because it was early in the morning, and you might have been like Dave and still working off the champagne, but they went for two. So they tied the game with like 10 seconds left. The Titans did, or they would have tied the game with an extra point in London. They traveled 9.5 hours from Nashville, and all they do is kick the extra point, go to overtime. The Titans coach was aggressive and said, no, we're going to go for two. We're going to win this stinking thing.
And how'd that work out?
They didn't get it, and they had to think about that on the 9-hour flight.
But looking back, that is the right call, right? That's what I would have went with as well.
I mean, it's the aggressive, like, 12-year-old playing Madden call.
Yeah, that's who I am.
I think if you're the Titans, that's not the call. I think you kick the extra point. That's craziness.
I don't know if they had the momentum at the time, but anyway.
Okay, so let's say that the analytics geeks will tell you, you have a 48% chance of getting this. Okay. And what's the other? I always say you play aggressively. You play to what you play to win the game, as Herm Edwards once said. But I don't know. This one just felt a little different. They had been down. I mean, it's London for Pete's sake. Not that the fact that you're in London should make you play differently. But the Titans were so worried about getting everything right, they brought their own bacon to London. That's not code for something.
I'm sorry?
They actually brought their own bacon to London because they wanted their pregame breakfast to be just right as it is every other game.
I will say this about that London game. I saw someone post a picture of a hot dog with mac and cheese on it. And people said, is this what Londoners think we do at NFL games? We eat hot dogs with mac and cheese.
Everything is better with mac and cheese.
What
if I could just...
That is disgusting.
No.
That's better than a Dodger dog.
How?
How dare you?
Someone
can't. It's a tradition.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I love the Dodgers, but the Dodger dog is the most overrated stadium.
Oh, my God!
I mean, all it is a normal stadium hot dog made longer and put with a smaller piece of
listen,
bread.
Listen, we still have to talk Rams, but
your mother have any children who lived?
I don't have any children.
Respect!
Maybe that's why.
It's a guy there in the World Series!
All right, let's talk Rams. Let's change the topic since Andrew can't be trusted with the Dodgers. Rams beat the 49ers 39-10. Can they go unbeaten?
No, I'm not going to say no. I'll never say no.
It's unlikely for any team, right, basically?
It's highly. I mean, the amount of things that have to go right and the health that you have to maintain, and they've already taken their hits in terms of the health, it's exceedingly hard. They have a tough one this week with the Packers coming here. The Packers haven't played at the Coliseum since, it's been 40 years. Pat Hayden was the Rams quarterback the last time that happened.
Wow.
And then they have to go to New Orleans. New Orleans is really good. They just won in Baltimore against an amazing defense. So they have a very tough stretch. Then they get the Chiefs in Mexico City. So it is a tough stretch. But the Rams are clearly, it's not even close, the best team in football. Sean McVay has now coached 23 regular season games. They've scored 30 or more points in 17 of those 23. He has now coached them in 13 games away from the Coliseum. That includes a London game, which is technically a home game. They are 12-1 in those games away from the Coliseum.
It's nuts.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's absurd
And Todd Gurley is an animal. Like an actual beast.
Todd Gurley has 14 touchdowns. Aaron Donald had 4 sacks yesterday. Yeah. I mean, they toyed with a team that is clearly injured and not half as good as they are. But
plus, Sean McVay?
It was nuts. I mean, right? And plus, he's dreamy. His hair never moves. He wears shirts from Baby Gap. He's a good sport about it.
Right? What up, McVay?
All of that is cool. But hold on. We've got to get to the coolest story. Can I do this? Can I just interrupt real quick?
As long as it's not about baseball, yes, you can.
No, it's not. No, I love baseball.
All right.
Deshaun Watson, you know who he is, right?
Yes.
The Texans quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Deshaun Watson, who was revealed, has been playing with like a broken rib and a partially collapsed or bruised, I think is the way we say it, a bruised lung, okay, the last couple of weeks. But he's been fighting through it, and he's a tough guy. So the Texans played in Jacksonville yesterday. The Texans were so concerned with Deshaun Watson flying with his bruised lung that they rented one of those special, like, rock star tour buses and drove him from Houston to Jacksonville.
Oh.
He played a football game in which people try to separate him from his body.
Right.
But he wasn't healthy enough to fly.
Wow.
That is insane.
Then they drove him back.
Well, thank God.
Right?
He's still in Jacksonville.
It's the Madden special. No,
think about it. He got to a football game, and then they said, yeah, but you can't get back on the plane.
Yeah, that's craziness. That's craziness. I mean, it's crazy that he's playing with that, too. That's an immense amount of pain.
Yeah.
Put him in the game.
Andrew Siciliano joins us every Monday for a recap of the NFL. You can follow him on Twitter at
He's disgusting.
At Andrew Siciliano.
He's disgusting. We're going to win the World Series. We're going to eat so many hot dogs. You're going to be so sick of Dodger dogs, Andrew.
And he's the host of NFL Network's Up to the Minute. Thank you, Andrew.
Go Dodgers.
Bye.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
All right. Time for my partner thinks she's a dog.
Oh.
What?
My partner thinks she's a dog.
Okay.
Her name is Tony. I'll let her tell you.
My name is Tony, and I'm a human pup.
I'm a human pup. So she wears a little mask, and she has a little tail that she puts on.
Right.
And she believes that she's a puppy.
Pet play is any time that a person takes on the role of an animal.
All right. Must be a lonely life, right?
I mean, this is an HBO Real Sex segment ever seen one.
She is now showing the cameras around the house and all of the various awards she's won.
People come to my house and they see my ribbons and they say, oh, you've won all these ribbons at dog shows, but they rarely ask if I'm the dog.
Yeah, I think that's a good policy. What do you want people to go and say, are you a dog? Did you win these?
She wins like best in show.
Yes.
And,
She is in a competition by herself. She's the only human at the dog show.
Here she explains her ribbons.
This is the High Point Award for Puppy Palooza. And then these two are the best ones I have because these are my two best in shows. I got these at DomCon.
Oh, DomCon. That's not a dog show at all. Now I see where the ribbons are from.
Here's what I have to say is that I didn't think that she said Dom at first. So that could have been bad. It's not lonely because she has a husband.
I'm Andrew. I'm Tony's husband and trainer.
I'm her husband and trainer.
Oh, no.
How did this all happen?
I hope the story ends with her pooping on the floor.
Oh, no.
I got into pet play through Tony. Once we started dating, handler is a common role for human pups, and I was glad to do it.
Now, how do you navigate those waters? How do you go out on a date? You go out on a date a couple times, and then at some point, you have to tell them, hey,
I'm into pet play.
Yeah, I'm a puppy.
Yeah.
And I need you to be my trainer. Isn't that sort of a deal breaker for most guys?
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah. Here she describes her costume.
This is called a show tail. What I've done is I've put it through a dildo harness, and then I just wear the dildo harness backwards.
Are we following it so far?
Just
trying to
She puts it through a dildo harness, and then she wears it backwards.
Okay.
I didn't know she was a contractor.
And that gives the tail better balance. Mm. Okay. And as you can see, that's rubber silicone tail, so it wags.
It wags.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a disturbing look.
Real Bill Nye.
I gotta be honest.
My responsibility is similar to the responsibility with a regular dog. The first
dog. I'm a regular dog. I'm just different.
Okay.
Oh, no. He's had it. You can tell, right?
Yeah. 1 foot out the door.
You know, I just treat her like a regular dog. I am a regular dog. Okay.
All right.
Whatever you say.
So I hang out and I provide him with lots of attention and tell him he's a good boy.
I am.
That's basically 90% of it.
I am a good boy.
The other 10% is agreeing to make programs and graphic design for a club.
He has to make programs, design them for the club, and hand out flyers.
Is Tony a guy or girl?
Girl.
She's a male dog.
Male dog.
Okay.
Yeah, so he keeps referring to her as him.
Okay. That could get confusing.
Now, they go to a place. Where do you think these guys are from?
Florida.
Florida, right?
Yeah.
They go to a place called the L.A. Pony and Critter Club.
No.
It's here.
We own these
things. Hey! Let's see it. Come on in.
The purpose of the L.A. Pony and Critter Club is to provide a safe space for people to explore and experience animal role play.
Here in Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
It's been open for 6 to 7 years.
Okay.
They ask
her, the person who runs this, how long she's been a horse trainer. And I would just like to point out ahead of time, she's not a horse trainer. She trains people who think they're horses. That's what she does.
How long have you been a horse trainer?
A horse trainer since 2009. Before that, I was a pony.
This is a unique little little group, isn't it?
Remember you did the story on the people that do the horse racing and then the people with the carriages? That was fascinating. So she's one of those.
I guess so. I don't know. But she was, she was a pony, and that's what they call the entrance level. And then now she's open to business. What'd you find?
I never should have went on the website. I'm fully in a K-hole of just staring at these things. I mean, I'm finding they have play dates on the calendar.
They do, yes.
Yeah, they have all sorts of conventions and fairs. Mm-hmm. And there's someone named Sub Miss Anne, which is a play on words, but not a great one. We look at horse behavior, psychology, and personality quirks in a class, and we'll help you focus on key behaviors to raise up your pony play to the next level. So they watch horses and then tell you how to be more like a horse.
Right?
I'm kind of into this.
I have a question.
Yes.
What sends you into puppy space? Like when you put on these two things or one thing?
For me, it's being on all fours.
All right. That puts her in the puppy mind space.
And there's no shame here, but boy, it's just different.
Is there sex?
There's no sex involved.
At that point, the husband's like, come on, I'm making brochures.
I got a lot of graphic design to do.
Please. She's the dog. You'll hear a dog barking, and she's getting reprimanded.
Drop it. Drop it.
Pretty good at sounds.
Doesn't that get old, though, because she can understand the words, drop it?
Uh-huh. Well, so can a dog, but it doesn't mean they're going to drop it every time.
It's a little more than the dog we know. I mean, if we hear it, we can follow the command easily.
Right.
My dog has not sat in 2 years. Like, I would know when it says sit. Okay.
Does she tell her family about this?
I consider myself out. I'm very open. That being said, I do compartmentalize my pet play because not everyone wants or needs to see that. My family, for example, we don't talk about it.
We just don't talk about it. They don't need to know.
I just found an essay written on their website about a woman or a man, I can't tell, who had an unforgettable night that they want to share because they had the opportunity to sleep in a horse stall at a farm for two nights.
This is a unique crowd. That's a good word for it.
Very unique.
Unique. And he doesn't want us to get the wrong idea, and he tells us that.
I think people misunderstand pet play because they see a collection of ideas that aren't normally next to each other, namely animals, sex, adults pretending. They immediately get an alarm sense that something's wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's on us. You're talking about sex and pets and role playing, and we're bad for thinking that there's something wrong.
Listen, I'm not shaming. I'm just saying it's different.
I'm shaming.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. We've got your tickets for the K-Rock Halloween Ball with Incubus, and we're going to play Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to go to a concert.
All right, let's start with saying good morning to Trisha in Orange. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Are you feeling confident about this game?
If it's about Incubus songs, I am.
It is.
Oh, good.
It is about then, yes, I'm very confident.
Yes.
Wait, what are you going to be for Halloween? What are you going to dress up as if you win?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I haven't dressed up in so long.
All right.
Sexy Brandon Boyd. or like sexy Mikey Einzinger. These are all people.
Yeah. Sexy DJ Kilmore. Why not?
Yeah.
All right, Trisha, since we said hi to you first, you get to pick who gives you the clues. They're going to give you clues to song titles without using the exact words in the song title. You have to give us the song title. Do you want Dave the King of Mexico or Allie?
I'll take Allie.
Good choice.
All right, Trisha. And if you are stumped at all, just say pass and we'll move on to the next one, okay?
Okay.
And go.
Okay, instead of saying excuse...
Pardon me.
Yes. A lot of people, when they drop you a postcard, they say this. because you can't.
Wish you were here?
Yes. You get behind the wheel and you
drive.
Yes. When you're in with someone, you have all sort of hearts. Hearts equal
love.
Okay. Love. Yes. The last one, Donald Trump. Somebody who has delusions of, like, power and grandeur.
Megalomaniac.
Yes!
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well done. Woo! We still got another 6 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Wow.
That was great.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Trisha. We'll see how Dave does.
I mean, we know how Dave's going to do. Michelle, hi.
Hi.
Michelle's in Pasadena. Michelle, you have Dave the King of Mexico, I'm sorry to tell you.
Okay.
Michelle, what we're saying is have backup plans about going to see Incubus.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas.
All right. Nice. Okay. All right.
Sure.
You ready, King?
Yeah.
And go.
All right. Before a tsunami, something happens. There's like a big sound.
Earthquake.
Nope. A big sound. Yeah. It gives you a... Let's see.
Tap.
All right. When you meet someone and in passing, they say this to you. If not mean, but you know, if you like someone, you say night.
I mean, okay.
This is a classic one. All right, you use these to a shovel.
Congratulations, Trisha.
You need a shovel for this.
Dig.
Yes, we got one.
Woo-hoo! All right. You put these in cars and,
Oh, Michelle.
So sorry for
Sounds
you,
like
Michelle.
Sounds like Michelle's going to see Hoobastank.
So sorry.
Well, I apologize.
You had the King of Mexico, which is not great. That means...
That was a classic performance by Dave.
That was very Dave.
Very right
on
there.
Brand.
Trisha, congratulations. You win the tickets.
My first loss. Damn.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, Trisha.
We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for playing the game.
Thanks for playing Kevin and Bean's title fight.
Oh, yeah!
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Who dares to enter the house of
can't understand him either, but...
Fine. Some genius is hard to understand.
His own echo.
So good.
It's brilliant.
It really is.
It's
pretty
brilliant.
Strong.
Yeah, it's magic.
It's really strong.
So much.
9:38. Time for a final look at what's happening. Here's Allie.
You guys see the big fight on Saturday night, Lakers Rockets game?
I did.
I analyzed it.
You did?
Analyzed it. What does that mean?
Well, I think Ingram's wrong. I think he was an idiot about it. I think Chris Paul's a bit of a trash talker.
He is.
He instigates fights. But in this case, I think Ingram was just frustrated and took it out on those guys and also doesn't really have the time in the league to really fight against a Chris Paul. Like, it was just a stupid move on his part.
I thought it was Rondo.
Well,
he's
in it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Ingram kind of was the starter.
Okay.
Rondo's the finisher.
I was going to say Rondo finished it for sure. Yeah. Was there a spit? Was there not a spit?
I didn't see it. I know that's been talked about.
I didn't see the spit either, but a lot of people are talking about that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe Chris Paul just made like a jerking motion with his face and then the finger went into Rondo's face. And you don't put a finger in a man's face.
You really don't. Yeah.
Ingram also
don't.
Went after the ref, which was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just a dumb move.
Yeah, I've analyzed the tape as well. Something I didn't see, though, this is something I didn't witness. However, video shared on social media show Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers losing his mind, flipping the bird, shouting heated words at Chris Paul as the Rockets staff was trying to lead him off the court. He was then moved, it appears.
Oh.
People were wondering, did he get ejected? What happened? But apparently, security came up to Anthony Kiedis. They're not sure if they made him just kind of walk away, chill for a few minutes, because later on in the game, he was sitting back next to Flea courtside. But crazy. So Flea posted a statement on Instagram. At the Lakers game last night with my dear brother. It got crazy at the end, but man, I get so satisfied deeply drinking in the depth and beauty of the game.
Jesus.
People operating at a high level in so many dimensions. Cerebral, physical, spiritual, emotional, unspoken, and telepathic communication. Dude, it was a game.
It was just a fight.
Calm down.
Chill
but
out.
I kind of dig that Flea is that into it.
They said that Rondo did spit on Chris Paul.
I've analyzed the tape. You don't see any spit leave his mouth. And he's a Clippers fan, so he should shut up. You see no
you
spit.
Shut up. You look at it closely, they focus in, and you see spit coming out of his mouth, and that's what set off Paul.
No.
And by the way, Brandon Ingram couldn't hit a three-pointer, or Chris Paul even
Jesus.
Running up to him.
This guy with his biased talk.
Right? It is disgusting.
And I'm a Clipper fan, and I'm disgusted by what he's doing.
You should be.
Yeah.
Because he's embarrassing the entire Clipper nation.
Ugh. Clippers 2-1, Lakers 0-2.
All right. How many championships do the Clippers have, Dave?
Zero.
Oh, how many do the Lakers have? Do you know? Okay.
16.
Okay, cool.
Hmm.
But so, also, like, I could do this argument back. Like, the Bee Gees were really good in the 70s, but I don't need to listen to them now. So it's, you know, like, you could be cool at one point and then kind of fall off.
Oh, so the Lakers stopped being good in the 70s?
Well, we'll see. They look pretty cool right now.
They did win in many different decades.
Yeah.
Well, not the new one.
Wow. That's Jensen Karp right there, everybody.
Throwing his lot in with Dave the King of Mexico.
I mean,
you know what?
That's whose side you want to be on? All right.
Listen, sometimes you gotta slum it.
Well, siding with Dave is slumming it for sure. You guys, don't be concerned about Paula Abdul. She's fine. She's fine.
What are we supposed to not be concerned about?
She's currently on tour with her Straight Up Paula 2018 tour, her first solo tour in 25 years. Sure, she was in the middle of the song, The Promise of a New Day. She walked up to greet fans towards the front of the stage, and then she just kind of disappeared. She fell right off the stage, but she got back up, continued the show without a hitch. Everything is fine.
Just watching you, I feel what you're just feeling so much joy, and it's exciting. I feel I'm one big goosebump, and I just am so excited for you because look at you. I mean, this is it for you. This is it for you. You're selling through.
She said that to herself.
Do people forget that she had a relationship with someone on the show? People forget that, right? That she's a contestant, clearly.
On American Idol?
Yes.
I don't remember ever hearing that.
I think his name was Corey, if I remember that. That's disgusting. yes, his name was Corey Clark. Wow. Also, beat me up at some point for remembering the guy.
Right.
Corey Clark was his name. He had an alleged affair with Paula Abdul. It was clearly not a lie. He, like, knew where she lived.
I do remember that.
During the show?
Yes.
Not, like, after he was booted off?
No, during the show.
She said,
the reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
Wait, how do I, what? Really?
Yeah. Corey.
But it was a lot of alleged. I remember that.
It was pushed under the rug, but it wasn't very alleged. The guy knew so much stuff. It was like, they were like, okay, thanks, Corey. He's not telling the truth. And then she never really straight up was like, they like hung out outside of the thing. She had to say she like tutored him and stuff. It was like, oh God.
That doesn't seem good.
No. And he also like revealed a bunch of like details about everything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an old story.
I barely remember that.
2000. Yeah. What am I looking? Oh, no. He came back out and told stories in 2016. But yeah, there's some crazy stuff.
All
man.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
no
by the
idea.
Way, during a deposition under oath, she claimed she had been unfairly characterized in an E! True Hollywood story about it, but then didn't have to sue or anything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That was your tidbit about American Idol in the early 2000s.
This guy.
Right? Yeah.
Expert. New Kevin and Bean edition.
Excellent
Bring
work.
In the heat.
Excellent work right there.
Wait till we get on to Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini's movie.
I
know all
Kelly
the inside.
Clarkson.
BTS.
That's behind the scenes for you non-Hollywood types out there.
Oh, yeah, we're in the biz.
What was that movie called? Justin?
From Justin to Kelly? From Kelly to Justin? No, it's not Kelly, is it? Yeah, it is. It's Kelly Clarkson.
Can we move on?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll just check it.
So, Liam Payne, former one member of One Direction.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Well, he is.
Yep.
Yeah. Used to be in One Direction.
singer. He posted to Twitter yesterday about a recent Daily Mail article published about him and a, quote, mystery girl. And he has absolutely had it with the tabloids that see someone standing next to him and then assume that they're dating. And apparently it has happened a couple times to him, and there are people that actually work with him. So he said, so far the press have done this with every female member of my staff. It's demeaning, some are in relationships, and it complicates their work environment when they do this to them. I think it stops here. So he's basically saying, let's respect women a little more than thinking just because they're standing next to me that we're now dating.
Oh, come on. What's the problem with that? Hey, you're next to a beautiful lady in the whole world. They think you're dating them. So what? You're looking like a Casanova. Who? This One Direction kid.
I'm with the One Direction kid on this one.
I am too.
Oh, you both. You snowflakes.
I don't know who this guy is, but he is freaking me out.
Both of you. The worst thing that could happen to someone is to think you're in a relationship. When I was a kid, no one touched me till I was 18. I wish I was around people I worked with. People, oh, he's getting some. He's getting some. I'm offended.
What's going on?
One man play.
What's happening?
I'm offended.
I'm terrified right now. I'm not sure what's happening.
One Direction. That One Direction's down south.
Oh.
He's going to hell, I mean.
Okay.
Because I didn't understand
sure
that either.
What was happening.
I had to give you a bit of a ending there.
Yep.
Had to button it up. Uh-huh. But you know what?
You proud of it?
Proud of it.
Okay. All right. Good. Oh, wonderful news. This was a real bummer to read yesterday. In a heart-wrenching Instagram post, actress Selma Blair revealed that she suffers from multiple sclerosis. She said that she has had symptoms for about 15 years, but was never taken seriously. She said, I've probably had this incurable disease for 15 years at least. She said she received her diagnosis in August, and then she expressed appreciation for all of her close friends that have been really good to her throughout all of this, as well as the cast and crew of the upcoming Netflix series, Another Life, that she's on. She talked about how the show's costumer would help her with everything. She talks about how she's often dropping things and people are really helpful and wonderful for her. So it was just a way of letting people know that this is what's going on in her life and to thank all the people that have been supporting her. And we mentioned this earlier, just how early the signs can start showing. And unless you have that test for it, you could kind of dismiss things like, oh, I'm missing this, all of that. But Jamie Lynn Sigler, Jack Osborne, this is all kind of the same age group that
and,
we know.
To test for MS, it's a serious process. It's
right.
A spinal tap and it's MRIs and stuff. So it is something you would have to go in for and commit to. So
wow.
If you have nerve issues like numb hands or you feel like your balance issues, that it's always something you should go look up.
Absolutely. So
I got tested.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was a brain
tumor
situation.
Yeah, we'll get to that one day. I'll probably leave that one behind.
Wow.
It's a hot cliffhanger.
We'll get into that not tomorrow, but one day.
Yeah. Grand opening, grand closing.
Good Lord. All right. Well, on that note, some birthdays for you. People celebrating life.
Yeah.
Like Spike Jones, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Jeff Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd, and rap reggae singer Shaggy.
Mr. Bombastic, baby fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
That's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Jensen versus the Soup Plantation. Apparently, this fight's been going on for a long, long time.
Yeah, I got thoughts.
Years.
I got thoughts.
You dress your pets for Halloween. Stop it. And we've got your tickets for K-Rock's Halloween Bowl featuring Incubus as well tomorrow morning.
It's Kevin and Bean!
K-Rock. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.